In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered in honor of the 90th birthday of Catherine Novena.
Summers,
who also has a last name that starts with an N.
Nazar.
Yeah. Nazar. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Good. And as well, since we didn't get to celebrate it yesterday, today's Mass is a votive Mass of Saint Stephen of Hungary, one of the great kings of the nation of Hungary. He's done so much to enrich those who are poor. Today, when we look at the gospel today, especially, when we look at this gospel of this young man from the Gospel of Matthew, we see something that sticks out to us. In his life, it seems like there's a searching for something more. He continues to ask the Lord, well, what do I need to do to get to heaven? You're good. Why don't you, who are good, tell me how it is that I may go to the place where those who are really good go? Our Lord wants to draw him further into that. And so he says, well, what do I have to do to keep? I want to be there. I want to do what's right. And he says, well, keep the commandments. Which ones? And he gives him all these other commandments that he needs to follow, just going down many of the Ten Commandments. And the young man says, look, I've done everything else. ¿Qué me falta? What else is lacking? And in that, he portrays that he knows that there's something more that he has to do. That God's message for us isn't just go ahead and keep the commandments. I've set out the rules. Go ahead and do those things. All you got to do is check off these boxes and you'll make it. There's something more that the Lord calls each of us to. How much time do we spend thinking about what that something more is? We know that everybody is called to live good and holy lives, that everybody's called to follow the commandments. That's clear for us, right? There's no question on that. But what is our particular vocation? Some of us here, that vocation has been realized through a life of being married, of giving oneself totally into God's hands through making sure that our spouse makes it to heaven, no matter what good or ill comes of them in this life, to make sure that we work for them, to make sure that they make it to heaven, and hopefully they're doing the exact same thing for us. That's what a good relationship is built upon. For other of us, maybe the vocation is a little bit different. The particular vocation is still something more, is saying, you're just for me. That's what the life of chaste celibacy is lived out in the priesthood, or lived out in the religious life as a monk or as a nun, or some form of consecrated life in that way. And still for others, there's that movement of being consecrated but not under particular religious vows. Totally living their lives, but somehow in the world, but saying, no, that part of my life, that conjugal part of my life, is not to be used in this life. And so I'm going to live in the world, but still totally belonging to God the best I can. And to live a life of service that way. He's struggling with the something more, something that still lacks. And so as each of us struggle to, not just to find out what that is, many of us here already have seen what that is. Some of us not yet. But then to make the movement, how am I doing on it? Am I living out that vocation well? Am I really dedicating myself to making sure that I love God above all things, but then from that to be able to lift my spouse up even higher, to make sure that they find all the way to the end, that they can end in the hands of God and being more and more perfect from day to day? What am I doing to offer myself in self-sacrifice for them? Realize we're not asking the question in the reverse. What are they doing for me? Or maybe it's that consecrated life. Well, what am I doing to deepen that consecration, to day by day take up a little bit more, take a little bit more, take up a little bit more, so that I can give something worthwhile to God of myself? What sort of acts of penance or voluntary things of prayer, or how am I engaging that relationship more deeply so that I can really say to have been that I belong to God? This young man, he went away sad because he wasn't ready for that something more, even though he knew he needed it. Today, we have the benefit of his failure. What more are we doing to make sure that we make that something more? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.